welcome to Encyclopedia Command Erica, Governor. The segment where we go to the Gatherer website and click random card over and over, and then we talk about how we would or would not use those cards in Commander.
That's right, Mick Jagger. Eventually, after the heat death of our solar system and the gravitational decay of our known universe, we will have talked about every single Magic the Gathering card in a Commander context.
But first, thanks for coming to hang out with us.
I can't do it. If you like what you hear on this fine and wacky encyclopedia show and want to support the show, go on over to patreon.com/commanderandmtg and donate to us. A buck a show helps immensely. And my goodness, if you donate $10 per show, you get access to all of the hosts in our exclusive Facebook chat group. Patroni there also get to contribute to show plans, and they get sneak peeks and exclusive content. I'm a little bit punchy after just that intro. How about that? Are we on YouTube?
Yeah, check us out there.
Well, Nate, Sean isn't here tonight for this Encyclopedia Command Erica.
Mm-mm.
Do we know what happened?
Yeah, his USB cable was... didn't work anymore, and he didn't have any more of that kind. He had a bunch of different USB type of cables, but not the one that he was supposed to have.
Yep. He had plenty of USB cables, just none that fit his microphone.
Turns out there are a bunch of different kinds of USB cables.
Way too many. Way too many. If anybody is a USB cable historian out there, if you can let us know why there are, like, 14 million different types of cables, we'd be appreciative. Maybe.
I blame Apple.
They probably are to blame. But no one we know from Apple listens, do they?
Mm-mm.
Maybe one or two. So, Nate, how does Encyclopedia work? Maybe Mick Jagger didn't explain it clearly enough.
Oh, we go to Gatherer and we hit random card. And then we talk about that card and whether it would be usable in Commander or whether it would not be usable. We're going to have some examples of both coming up.
Yeah, we are. It was crazy watching this get populated as you did it, Nate. Exactly. Do you want to bring us in with this first one?
Card one.
Mm-hmm.
Keeper of the Faith. One white. It's a human cleric, but it says summon keeper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2/3. And then the Archangel Antheus spoke to them, saying, "Fear shall be vanquished by the Sword of Faith."
Oh, that Sword of Faith.
Too bad you don't have the Sword of Faith. You're just a 2/3 vanilla human cleric.
Man, 2/3 for three.
Mm.
Two of which are white. And I think they're technically keepers.
Keepers of the Faith.
Yeah.
That's great.
Back in the day, these were summon keepers.
Hmm. There are better white human clerics out there for Commander.
So we're not going to keep this one?
Nope. Next.
Card number two. Gruul War Chant. An enchantment for two and a red green. A shout out to our friend, Nick Jaragrulski.
Ah.
Exactly. A Gruul shout out. Attacking creatures you control get +1/+0 and have Menace. This one's from Conspiracy, too. Yeah. Are we reading flavor text now? We are the heart of the wild, the fire in its eyes, and the hotel in its throat.
No, the howl.
Oh, howl. Come join the battle to which you were born, Kroshkar, Gruul Shaman.
So all your attacking creatures get +1/+0 and have menace. They can't be blocked except by two or more creatures. This is actually kind of useful sometimes.
Yeah.
You might use this in a token deck like Omnath, Locus of Rage. Maybe Tana the Bloodsower if you're feeling spicy.
Yeah. And of course, Nick's favorite, Ulasht, the Hateseed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might even be a home for this in Marath if I want to tune it. A little.
Do ya?
No, I like Marath. All right. What's number three?
Card three. Wojek Siren. For a white. It's an instant. It's got Radiance, which means target creature and each other creature that shares a color with it get +1/+1 until end of turn.
Whoa.
So it lasts a single turn. And it's not each other creature you control that shares a color.
Nope.
It's each other creature. Even your opponent's creatures, if they're the same color.
Yeah. What were you saying? There's an 80% chance, at least close to the release of Commander 2016, that your opponents will have a creature that shares a color with one of your creatures?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Mm.
How about that? So we're not playing this one.
I'm not. Get out.
Mark Rosewater just did a podcast that included a discussion of Radiance because he's going through the original Ravnica block cards. So for more information, go check out Mark's podcast. It's really good.
Mm.
Card number 4, Horned Turtle.
Mm.
Yeah. 2 and a blue for 3 total mana cost. You get a creature turtle. It's a 1/4.
Wow.
Let's just read part of the flavor text and it'll encompass this card. It's a mistake.
There's more words there, but you can stop.
You can just stop.
Yeah, don't put vanilla creatures in your commander decks, people. Even if you're going tribal, there's better stuff out there.
Yeah, if you can avoid making tokens that are vanilla, do it. Yeah, I guess we're not going to see Horned Turtle much, huh? Poor turtle.
Mm-mm.
It's like Gamera. That is a clear sign we should be moving on to the next card.
Card 5, Morphling. 3 blue-blue. Creature Shapeshifter. It's a 3/3. There's a lot of stuff here. If you can pay a blue, you can untap Morphling. If you pay a blue, Morphling gains flying until end of turn. That's a different ability. If you pay a blue, Morphling cannot be the target of spells or abilities until end of turn. If you pay 1, Morphling gets +1/-1 until end of turn. If you pay 1, Morphling gets -1/+1 until end of turn. That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
Is it good, though?
Yeah, my initial reaction was, it was good, but I think that's just hype talking. So for 6 mana, you get a 4/2.
Mm.
For 7 mana, you get a 5/1.
Oh.
For 8, it'll fly.
And you can untap it.
Yeah, yeah. Ready for the next turn after you've spent an additional 4 mana.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. As good as Morphling was back in the day and in some other decks, I don't know if it's a commander card. I don't think I've seen it more than once. I think I tried it once and decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, maybe somebody's making Shapeshifter Tribal somewhere.
Yeah. And if you're doing that, cool. Shapeshifter Tribal will work with this guy. He's not the worst shapeshifter.
Yeah. Hmm. Who knows?
Maybe. All right. So the vote is no.
Nah.
Don't use it. There are better 8 mana cards. Card number 6. Oh, we were just talking about this one. High Tide.
Hmm.
For 1 blue, you get an instant that says until end of turn. All islands, produce an additional blue when tapped for mana. But of course, on your opponent's turn, they're not going to be casting Palancron, will they?
Unless they got some Orrery or Leyline out, maybe.
Yeah, true, true. In which case, you're screwed. But High Tide, worth it?
Yeah, I've used it before. I've seen it in decks with Palancron and Peregrine Drake and stuff like that. Untapping your lands, untapping your islands, getting infinite mana with some shenanigans, and then using it in some horrible way.
This becomes useful at 3 mana. If you have 3 islands in play, it's actually a profit.
Yeah, I think I've used it in Una before.
Yeah,
and
I think
it was
you have.
Pretty good.
Huh.
With a doubling cube and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would be. And the trick really is to play it with cards that allow you to untap your lands, so do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm certain we've talked about it, but it's like Palancron, Great Whale, a number of cards that just say untap lands when this card comes into play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Card 7. Righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For a white, it's an instant. Target blocking creature gets +7/+7 until end of turn.
Could you turn this around on somebody? Like if they block and then you are causing damage based on the blocking creature's toughness?
Maybe if a stuffy doll was blocking a large trampler.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'd do 7 more damage.
Would you use this original Douglas Schuller art?
I wouldn't use this card. I don't think I'd use it. I don't like it.
Mm-mm. Is it because her face is asymmetrical?
No, it's because it says blocking creature instead of attacking creature. If it said attacking creature, I might see a use for it in certain decks.
Yeah, +7/+7 is pretty spiffy, but yeah, not on a blocking creature.
Nah.
Card number 8, Hammerheim Deadeye. Here's a Deadeye, Nate. For 3 and a red, you get a giant warrior, 3/3.
It's not very giant.
It's kind of, middling. It's a middling warrior. He just has to be good with that sling, that's all.
Well, if he's a Deadeye, meaning he has very accurate aim, then perhaps.
Yeah. It does have Echo, which means at the beginning of your upkeep, you have to pay this one as 5 and a red.
Wah, wah.
Or you sacrifice it. But when it comes into play, as it says, when it enters the battlefield, destroy target creature with flying. It's one of those red color pie breaks that Morrow hates because it destroys right out, outright. It destroys outright. Goodless. Good.
Goodless.
Goodless. Yeah, so it destroys outright. That's pretty good.
Mm. Wow.
You get a 3/3, Nate.
Nope.
That you have to sacrifice on your next upkeep.
Not going to do it.
No?
Nope.
Then we should move on.
Card 9. Drooling Ogre. 1 and a red.
Wow.
Creature Ogre, 3/3. Whenever a player plays an artifact spell, that player gains control of Drooling Ogre. This effect doesn't end at end of turn. Is it the stomping kind or the munching kind? Says Slowbad, Goblin Tinkerer, in the flavor text. How about that? You can pass an ogre around.
Yeah. So, in my in my completely hypothetical Kynaeus and Tiro Christmas deck, this guy has a home.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And really, the only way to use it is if you can flash in. Here's that word again. If you can flash in an artifact.
Mm.
And then you flash in an artifact, you gain control of your opponent's Drooling Ogre, and then
wow.
You can attack with it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No?
Nope.
No. Card number 10, Mockery of Nature. Hey, Nature, what's that on your face?
Quit it.
For 9 mana. Now, who's going to pay 9 mana for this?
For what?
No mana. No one.
What is it?
It's a 6/5 creature Eldrazi beast.
I'm listening.
And it's got tentacles coming out of its mouth, and it's stomping on a house in that picture. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
When you cast Mockery of Nature, you may destroy target artifact or enchantment.
Go on.
Oh, it has Emerge. For 7 and a green, you may cast a spell by sacrificing a creature and paying the Emerge cost, reduced by that creature's converted mana cost. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
You got any 7 converted mana cost creatures you want to sacrifice, Nate?
How much is a Worldbreaker?
Oh, that's 7.
That's neat.
That is pretty neat. So, Nate, do you have some sort of evil deck that, some sort of deck that takes advantage of Mockery of Nature's Emerge ability?
I could see a Marin Eldrazi tribal deck in this. Yeah. Marin of Clan Neltoth with this and Worldbreaker and just keeps bringing them back in.
Just spinning them around.
Oh, but it says when you cast, so you have to get it back in your hand. So, yeah.
So green and blue.
Yeah.
Green can do it on its own with that, what's that, Sabretooth guy.
Sabretooth guy?
That's all I call him. Oh, now I have to look it up. Teamer Sabretooth, that's it. Yep. Teamer Sabretooth. One and a green, you may return another creature you control to its owner's hand. If you do, Teamer Sabretooth gains indestructible until end of turn. Mm. And it's a kitty cat. 4/3.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you pop Mockery of Nature back into your hand, and guess what you do? The kitty gets it, Nate. Poor kitty cat. Let's go next card.
11. Feast of Flesh. For black mana. Sorcery. Feast of Flesh deals X damage to target creature and you gain X life, where X is 1 plus the number of cards named Feast of Flesh in all graveyards. Meaning it's 1. X is 1. Feast of Flesh deals 1 damage to target creature and you gain 1 life. For 1 black mana.
Yeah, sometimes all you need is that 1 life.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Nope, rejected outright. Sorry, I'm just thinking about that card. There are so many cards like that, too, where you're like, whoa, oh, that's terrible. For our format, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Card number 12, Multani's Presence. For green, you get an enchantment. Whenever a spell you play is countered, draw a card. I guess it's meta-specific.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you have an evil Talrand in your meta, then play this card. If you're playing against Robin Koss, play this card.
Mm.
If he's got Ojutai or anything with blue.
Nah.
Yeah. But if you're not in any of those situations. All right. Next card, eh?
Card 13, Cloud Thresher. 2, green, 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 green. That's 4 greens. Creature elemental, 7/7 with flash and reach. And when Cloud Thresher comes into play, it deals 2 damage to each creature with flying and each player.
Oh, snap.
And it's got Evoke. For 2 and green, green. You may play this spell for its evoke cost. If you do, it's immediately sacrificed when it comes into play.
Hmm. Why would you evoke this? Just to do the 2 damage?
If there's a cloud of Thopters coming at you and you need to thresh it.
Yeah.
Then you can flash at instant speed 2 green, green and thresh those Thopters.
Yep, and murder all those poor little 1/1 Thopters.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 mana for a 7/7 with reach. That's pretty good.
Flash and reach.
Yeah.
It's got potential.
Yeah. What would you use it in? Elemental tribal?
Yeah. Marith is an elemental, right?
Yeah. Elemental beast. Yeah, I've always toyed with doing a elemental tribal Marith build, but haven't gotten there yet.
Is Maelstrom Wanderer elemental?
I do believe so.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Starting to look better.
Hmm.
Hey, what's Animar?
Beast? Isn't he a beast? Or is Animar the elemental and Marith is the beast?
Marith is both. Maelstrom Wanderer is an elemental, and Animar is also an elemental. But this doesn't really have a home in Animar, does it?
Mael the Anima? Could she use it?
Oh, yeah, she could use it. All right. Has potential in some niche decks. Listeners, if you've used Cloud Threshener.
Cloud Threshener?
Oh my god, kill me. Listeners, if you've used Cloud Thresher, or as it's sometimes known, Cloud Threshener, let us know. But until then, let's move on to card 14. This is a yummy card. 14, Chasm Skulker. For 2 and a blue, well, we know this guy. Whenever you draw a card, put a +1/+1 counter on it. When Chasm Skulker dies, put X-1-1 blue squid creature tokens with Island Walk. Hello. Onto the battlefield. where X is the number of counters on Chasm Skulker.
Yeah, I like it.
Designed by Mike Newman. Yeah, this is a good card. This one's been bouncing up in price, too, so someone else likes it, Nate.
Yeah, Marquesa of the Black Rose likes it. Probably Kaideli and Leovold like it, too.
Yeah. How would you use this in Marquesa?
It's got a plus one counter on it, so it just keeps coming back, and you keep getting more squids.
Coming back, giving you squids. I like it. I like it. Squid Horror Tribal.
Oh, card 15. Mystic of the Hidden Way. 4 and a blue. Creature, human, monk, 3/2. Mystic of the Hidden Way can't be blocked. And it's got morph. 2 and a blue. There are no obstacles, only different paths. And he's like going into the wall or something.
Yeah, he's like, that's dangerous. Maybe that's where Soren got the idea from.
Is that, he has like nunchucks with knives on them.
Yeah. I forget what those are called.
Nunchucks with knives.
Yeah, sure. Let's call them that. It's actually a three-stick weapon.
Yeah.
Yep. That can't be safe, Nate.
Well, it can't be blocked either.
How fitting. So do you play this?
Probably not, unless you're doing blue something that can put infect on creatures.
Ooh.
But in that case, you're using Invisible Stalker anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe this is a redundant Invisible Stalker?
It's an expensive Invisible Stalker that doesn't have infect.
Yeah.
Or what is it, Blighted Agent? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I was just automatically assuming you're putting something on Invisible Stalker to get through. Poison, infect people. But it is Blighted Agent, isn't it?
Yeah, Blighted Agent has the infect. And Invisible Stalker is, it's unblockable.
Yep. Same price without infect.
Oh, but hexproof.
True.
It's got hexproof.
Yeah, that's in my Damia deck, by the way. So, I don't know. I guess you could play it in some cases. It's a redundant, unblockable creature if you're getting in there with infect.
Get in there.
Yeah. All right. Hey, card 16. We're going beyond our usual 15-card boundary, Nate. We're in uncharted territory. What better card to help us than Gave, Guru of Spores? Legendary creature, Fungus Shaman. He's a 0/0. Why would anybody pay 5? Why would anybody pay 5 converted mana for that?
Yeah, what is this mana cost? There it is.
2 and a black, green, white. Gave, Guru of Spores, enters the battlefield with 5 +1/+1 counters on it. Oh, so it's a 5/5, Nate. For 1 generic mana, remove a +1/+1 counter from a creature you control. Put a 1/1 green sapling creature token onto the battlefield. For 1 generic mana, sacrifice a creature. Put a +1/+1 counter on target creature. He seems so familiar, Nate. Why is that?
Oh, we did episode 36, Big Tokens, with this guy and Marith and Ulasht. And
yeah.
We mentioned both of those this episode.
Look at that.
Now we got the trifecta of plants that spew sapperlings and elementals everywhere.
Marith's not a plant.
Well, it spews the elemental.
It does. All over the place.
It turns counters into stuff.
We like that, don't we?
Sometimes.
I'm going to break down and put Gave in my Anafenza deck.
What about Atraxa? What about our Rayhan deck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anafenza gets rid of creatures, though, once they die.
Yep.
Gave seems like the kind of guy who wants to help with that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got Dictate of Erebos out with Anafenza, what happens when you sacrifice your sapperlings?
Oh, now you're getting mean.
Hey, I'm just thinking things through. Card 17, Augur, Eel, Vec. That's got unnecessary italicized eel there. 1 and a white. creature, human cleric. It's a 1/3 with shadow, which means it's almost unblockable, unless there's another creature with shadow that's going to block it. Sacrifice, Augur Ylvec. You gain 4 life. Play this ability only during your upkeep. That's awkward, but okay. If it would end this exile, my life is yours.
Wow. All that for only 2 mana, Nate.
Yeah, it's a bargain, but what are you going to do with it?
I have to do this.
My Augur Vec is full of eels.
We're not playing this card either, are we?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. There's better white human clerics out there.
What about Ailey Shadow Tribal?
What does that even mean, Shadow Tribal?
All the shadow Douthies. Cards are in.
All the Douthies.
Yeah, all the Douthies.
Mm.
And apparently the Ylvec.
Mm. Can't block me.
Doom, 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 doom. Speaking of songs, Nate, I see something rising. Card 18, Bad Moon. For 1 and a black, you get an enchantment. Black creatures get +1/+1.
Yeah. I've used it before.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got a token deck, or if you want King Makar to crew something slightly larger.
Mm. And you don't even care that it's symmetrical and you're giving your opponents +1/+1 on their black creatures.
Eh.
Yeah, true. You have a billion tokens, right?
Yeah. I mean, if there are other opponents that are playing black, then they're going to be friends with you because you're both playing black. You got to unite against all the rest.
It's true, because almost all those others are out to get you.
Yeah, but not your pal. Not your pal, Nate. Good buddy Nate is going to help you out.
Good buddy Nate has given all black creatures +1/+1.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do without Nate?
You wouldn't have +1/+1.
It's true.
Card 19. Hana Kami. For a green, creature spirit 1/1. And for 1 and a green, you can sacrifice this thing and return a target arcane card from your graveyard to your hand. I can play Kodama's Reach again.
Yes, for...
For 1 and a green.
A regrowth just for Kodama's Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen many other arcane cards played?
Not that I can think of, no.
No, there's like a blue one that sees occasional play, but I don't even remember what it's called. Well, boo. Card 20. Ogre Savant. Oh, goodness. For 4 and a red, you get a 3/2 Ogre Wizard. When Ogre Savant enters the battlefield, if blue was spent to cast Ogre Savant, return target creature to its owner's hand. Wow. Maybe this goes in nothing.
Ogre Wizard Tribal? Maybe Yidris is doing yeah. The Ogre Wizard thing?
True. Blue-red. So is it Ogre Wizard Tribal?
Yeah.
You say that. Is it Ogre Wizard Tribal?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Ogre Wizards. Lots of Ogre Wizards out there.
Lots of them. Okay, well. We should have ended on Gave. Or Bad Moon.
That's how Encyclopedia works.
It is. It is. Always fun and unpredictable, then, Encyclopedia. All right, well, we wish Sean best of luck in finding his USB-B cable. And we'll be hearing from him next time. Actually, Nate, next time. This is an exclusive for those listeners who've hung out with us this long. Next time, we're talking to Sam Stoddard about Modern Masters 2017. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And then the week after that, we have another special guest related to Modern Masters 2017, but we won't reveal that one just yet. I know. The suspense. Is it killing you?
Ow.
That's some painful suspense, people.
Oh, I thought I was being suspended. The ropes are cutting into me. Go ahead. I thought you said suspended.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought I was Joyra?
Hmm? No, not... Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Shibari. That's her secret last name. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to us, everybody. If you want to support the podcast for all the good stuff we put inside of your ears, like Nate being suspended, head over to patreon.com/commanderatmtg, and buck a show would be wonderful, or just give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We are incredibly grateful to all of our patrons, so come get your gratitude exactly like Brian McHugh, Issa B, is that Boo? That's Boo from Twitter, I think. Mm. And Cole Van Cedars are getting. Special thanks to everyone who helps the show. That's Nate for the song.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Mr. Picto and Kelly for the fine logo that we sport every show. Mm. And Bradford is probably editing this episode. And, of course, putting the video out, which is awesome. Hunter and Nate did that in the past. And a special thanks to Jesse and Graham, the tech whizzes, and, of course, to Justin, who is my brand new DM, by the way.
Did he kill you yet?
For the server space. No, he hasn't. He hasn't yet.
Get on that.
I know. We're playing 5th edition, so all the characters are super weak. Individually. On Twitter, I'm at KetJack.
I'm at Mr. Plorg.
And Sean, of course, is at Copain26. Foiled by a USB cable. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yep.
And that's our show.
Dun, dun, dun.